My name is Martha Mann. I'm an Alto. And I've been coming to Grace since about 1991 or 92. I really can't quite recall. I'm kind of a rare bird. I'm a lifelong Methodist, born to a Methodist family, brought up in the Methodist church. And, you know, we were always active, my family and I, in various churches that I grew up in my childhood and early life. And then I came to Dallas after college, and after quite a few years, really hadn't found a church home. And then one morning, there was an article in the Dallas Morning News about Grace, and it featured Reverend Brian and all the things he was instigating here. And I thought, well, I need to go check that out. And while I can't really remember the date I showed up, I'll never forget the first visit. You know, I walked into this sanctuary, and you could tell it had been beautiful, but it was pretty dilapidated. And but I never felt anything like this church. You could feel it. There was something. When people prayed, you could feel it. It was palpable. And there was such joy in the message, in the music, in the people. And it just filled my heart. I had so much emotion, I just shed tears. And in subsequent visits that kept happening, I really wanted to join the choir right away, but I told myself you can't do that until you can reliably get through a service without crying. So that took a while. Now, the first day, of course, I looked around to see who else was in the pews. And, you know, it was, even back then, a great diverse group. There were the little old ladies, the durable saints who had been there since infancy. You know, there were a couple of younger couples, kind of, you know, my age-ish. There were scholars from SMU Perkins. The faculty came here a lot, which is great for Sunday school. And, you know, there were other people. There were political refugees from Cambodia. There were homeless people or near homeless people. But you could tell with the greetings, you know, everyone knew each other. There was warmth and caring amongst the whole congregation. There weren't, like, cliques. So I really could tell. There was a big banner there that said, out of many, God makes us one. And I could see it in this church. And I wanted to be one, too. So I kept coming. And I found that Grace is a place that lives the Methodist tradition of service to the community. Even back then, Grace was home to the Agape Clinic. It was open from 8 to noon on Saturdays, and the Open Door Preschool and the Legal Clinic, the North Dallas Refugee Center who was here. There was a Buddhist group that met in one of the Sunday school rooms. You know, there were like many versions of everything you see here today. But what I noticed were there were so many ways to get involved in a meaningful way. And what I saw is how my individual contributions, whether it be money or works, was amplified when it passed through the conduit of Grace Church. And thinking of works, it makes me think back to the building itself. Back then, it was suffering. I mean, it's beautiful now, but back then, that little section under the Easter window was often caution taped off because of the bits of ceiling that kept falling into the pews. And our work days were construction days. It was demo days. It was sledgehammers and power tools because we were doing the sweat equity it took to prepare for the skilled trades that we were able to pay through grants and capital campaigns. But it was definitely a lot of sweat equity in this place. It was hard and it was dirty, but it was a lot of fun. And it built a lot of strong friendships in the church. So I'd been here a few years when we found out that Reverend Brian was leaving us, and that was hard. I mean, he was great. We learned a lot of things like how many barbecues there were in the Bible every time people got together. And I tell you, I kind of secretly wondered if Grace would, if it could, continue without his leadership. And as it turned out, Grace continued to be Grace even without Sonny Bryan's boy at the helm. And I'm pretty sure that's what you wished for us. You know, every pastor who has served Grace since then has brought great enthusiasm and their own special gifts. And the seeds that Bill Bryan sowed here all those decades ago have flourished and grown beyond our wildest dreams. And it's been a great joy of my life to have been here for that and to continue to be here and be some small part of it. So thank you.